had Darren, who had a cat called Oswald, who liked chicken buna and papadoms.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and again, I'm sure, you know, everyone who tests animals out can say, well, that's not good for them. But the fact is, the cat ate it, and there's nothing you can do about that. It's gone, let it go, it's history.
We had Kevin, whose cat Bertie liked to drink sweat from his belly button while he sunbathed in the garden.
That was the one. Is that the number two?
No, I've got two more.
That's because animals like to lick salt.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm afraid it does reduce us all to our naked, organic state. When you're laying in the garden, you get a sweat on. There's no getting away from that. And, you know, and the sweat does form a reservoir in the gut when you're laying there. And then all of a sudden you feel... and you look down, and, yeah. And, you're, and the navel, full as it is as a reservoir, is being used as some kind of trough. Now here's the thing. What would you do, right? I mean, it's different. I think it's different for women. I don't know. But looking down, and you think, do I allow this? I mean, is the amusing sight of it better than saying,
oh, I would. Why not?
It's icky.
Cute.
It isn't cute.
Yes, it is.
It's cute. I don't
Depending
know.
On the woman, you know, it might be kind of sexy.
It's the man. It's the man. I'm thinking he goes about 40 stone, this bloke. So, like, the cat could drown in there.
Yeah.
If the cat toppled into his gut, then what? We'd all be to blame because we're saying, oh, you should let him do it. You let the cat stand on your gut and drink. You knew that navel was 6 feet deep, and you knew pussy was in the well. So, sorry, what was the other one?
There's two more. We had Russell, doesn't have the name of the dog, but his dog was a guard dog in his garage, and he would chew the exhaust pipes of cars, but only when the engine was running.
I know.
And many times he'd be working on a car, turn around and find the dog lying unconscious on the floor behind the car.
This is the virgin listenership, by the way. Come on. The dog would gnaw, you've heard all that, would gnaw the exhaust pipe when he tried to back out of the carriage.
I'm finding incomprehensible.
That's terrible. You shouldn't encourage people. We're not encouraging
people.
You don't encourage them. Dogs is nuts. Mm. And they just run to the back of the car and think, oh, yes, carbon monoxide, lovely. It's like a big one of those Texas dinner bells. You know those triangles the moms have on the ranches to call them in from the field? And all the farm hands come running. That car would hear the ignition turn over. That's what he heard. Dinner. I'm up to the exhaust pipe. And meanwhile, out on the lawn, the cat's going... Val from, hang on, let me find somebody that's really going to blast us out of here. Jimmy Buffett, no. Nobody was Jimmy Buffett.
You're kidding.
Nobody was Jimmy Buffett.
You know who would have been Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, I know, that's right. I would have been Jimmy Buffett, given half a chance, but Jimmy Buffett.
I can't believe no one chose Jimmy Buffett.
No, Jimmy Buffett. Get out of Denver. Let's play Get Out of Denver, I think, when they do this. Okay, let me just put the first track in. Get Out of Denver. Bob Seger was taken, so he'll be next. Now, this is Top of the Shop, you're saying?
Absolutely. Val from South Shields. Her friend had a dog who would eat toenail clippings.
Hmm.
And the family used to save their toenail clippings in plastic bags.